Hello.
They can hear you now.
Okay. Okay, well, welcome guys to another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. This is Peyman Motahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I founded in 1996. And in this presentation tonight, I'll be covering the topic of Social Security. And the angle I'm going to focus on is the key point for the American people. Most Americans believe that what is stolen out of their paycheck in Social Security taxes of various kinds, FICA taxes and Medicare taxes, these payroll taxes, are going toward their money that they can take out at retirement at age 62 or 65 or later. But that's a big lie. I'm going to expose that lie to the American people. Money's being taken from them. They're going to get nothing for it down the road. It's all promises they may or may not do. It goes in the general fund of the U.S. Treasury. It's another deception. Now, I will leave people to look at this topic and find out for themselves that there's no law requiring them to file and pay to pay Social Security taxes anyhow. Okay? So with that, folks, let's go ahead and get started.
I just need to interrupt for a moment and take you off screen.
Okay, I'll be right back, folks. Okay, folks, we're going to start the recording in just a moment about the Social Security money taken from your paycheck. Ready?
Yep, I will count you down.
You may should put the stuff about Freedom Law School at the bottom, please.
Yeah. We will start in 3, 2, 1.
Does Social Security taxes, which are taken out of your paycheck and sent to the IRS, get saved toward your retirement? Answer that question for you in this presentation in a definitive way. The answer is no. My name is Peyman.
But answer that question for you.
I am the founder of and president of Freedom Law School since 1996. And let's go to the government's official website where the laws are published for all of us to follow for the answer to this very important question. You want to go here to Office of the Law Revision Council, United States Code, of the U.S. House of Representatives. And you see, folks, as they tell you on this page, the United States Code is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. And this, as you see, is the official version prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. So, folks, you can't get any more official than that. The legislature, they make the laws. The U.S. House of Representatives puts it out here. Their lawyers put to follow the law correctly. So let's do that, okay? So to look up this stuff, all you got to do, folks, come with me. Go to duckduckgo.com. Don't go to Google. That spies on you. Type in like with me this. On your search, 31 space USC, which stands for United States Code, the federal laws, space 1321. That's a section we're going to look up, 1321. Then how, and the space house.gov to get the official version of the law as published here. And this, the website of the Law Revision Council of the U.S. House of Representatives. So when you do that, the first thing that comes up is right here. There it is, trust funds. So you can follow the law just like me on your own from your own computer. Open that link in a new tab. And there it is, folks. This is the law. okay, that has all the trust funds of the federal government listed, Section 3121. Okay. And this is Title 31 Money and Finance, Subtitle 2, The Budget Process, Chapter 13, Appropriations, and Subchapter 2, Trust Funds and Refunds. Yes. Now, you go down here. Here is the trust funds are listed. It says the following are classified as trust funds. And there's so many of them. For example, there's a, as you see, there's a Philippine Special Fund. There's a, you know, Naval Reservation, Olangapo Civil Fund. Wow. All kind of specific tons and tons of these things you see listed. I'm going to just go down. You know, you go down on this thing, and there's over 91 of these there, and none of those have anything to do with your Social Security payroll taxes out of your check. None. You can just go and look this up, scroll down on your own slowly, double-check what I say. That's the truth. So there is no trust fund. It's a big lie, folks. And you know what? This is a law was written way, way back then. And the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, told the American people that. But who reads court cases, right? So here it is, folks. Way back in 1936, the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Stewart Machine Company versus Davis, okay, decided this thing in this decision in May of 1937. And you can just look, put up Stewart Machine Company versus Davis on your computer. Search engine, it'll come up. So I got my version here. There it is. Okay, as I mentioned to you. Okay. We're going to go down to relevant language of this case. There it is. The Supreme Court tells us clearly that proceeds, when collected, payroll taxes, go into the Treasury of the United States, like internal revenue collections generally. See? They go in the collections generally. And Supreme Court tells us furthermore that they are not earmarked in any way. Do you see that? They're not earmarked in any way toward your retirement. It's a Joe Blow, Dave Jones. The money you pay into these payroll taxes are not in any way earmarked toward your retirement. There it is. You can just look up and read it for yourselves, folks, okay? In fact, the court continues, okay, and says this later on as well, that the appropriations when made, that's when the Congress spends money, were not specifically out of the proceeds of the employment tax. See, the money that they pay you when you retire and get money from Social Security is not out of the proceeds of the employment taxes they take out of people's paycheck, but out of monies in the Treasury. That's right. Out of the just the U.S. Treasury in general. So here, Supreme Court is telling us there is no correlation between the money they pay out with the money that goes in. In short, the money goes into its U.S. Treasury and can do whatever they want, spend on wars, bank bailouts, pork barrel spending, waste, corruption. And then on the other hand, later, they are the same general treasury, not a trust fund. They can give you some money if they want to or not. Every year, they can change the law and pay nothing if they want to. So there is no such thing as a trust fund for your Social Security. It's a big lie. The politicians and the crooks in the United States government have told you to allow you to become slave, to encourage you to be a slave because you think, oh, this money goes to my retirement. you know, and you know, it doesn't. Now, you, this is a scam. You've been lied to by politicians. Do you like to be lied? Do you like to be robbed and not know about it? Well, guess what? There's more lies they told you. They've deceived you and robbed you even more ways you didn't know. I'm going to show you. If you go to Freedom Law School's website, okay, at livefreenow.org, there it is. Okay, I'll make the incredible claim, folks, at livefreenow.org, that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. However, I'm going to go specifically into Social Security tax now. If you go on top of our page, okay, and you go to petitions, okay, and on the petitions, you open that link in a new tab, you see, yeah, you go to this page, which says, write petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. That's right, folks. You can literally free yourself. And the steps are there to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery in this page. Watch this video in which I explain why and how you should write Congress about the IRS and U.S. Department of Injustice, DOJ, deception to free yourself of income tax, robbery, and slavery. Okay. So, but on bottom of this page, at this time, there's four petitions. There'll be more coming up, you see, in the future. It's four petitions right now we have as of August 2021. You see, the third one listed here is Social Security taxes. So you put your mouse on that, you know, and right-click and open that link in a new tab, and it takes you to this page, which is specifically about how you can stop paying 7.65% of your employees or your employees' wages to the IRS on Social Security, right? These are all the payroll taxes, right? So if you go down on this page, you will see right there, okay, the download right here, okay? This is click here to open and download the official petition to Congress on Social Security tax. Yes, we want and should write to Congress, so should you, to expose all this and be able to lawfully stop filing and paying Social Security taxes. No more Social Security coming out of your paycheck. You can get to keep your hard-earned money. So if you click on this, you see this download link, the one that goes in and out, bluish green. Right-click on that, open that in a new tab. You're going to get the petition like this, which I've zoomed into here. Okay, actually, I'm going to zoom it for you just like you. You should zoom in a little bit more so it's more visible, easier to read, right? You want to do that. Now, this is justification for congressional investigation of the payroll tax collection. You're asking them to do something about this, okay, because people have been ripped off. American people have been ripped off. And his letter says, basically, I'm going to read it with you, the key part, that payroll taxes are one of several quote-unquote employment taxes imposed on wages paid by employers to their employees as defined in Chapter 21 of the Internal Revenue Code, the Federal Contributions Act. And the Internal Revenue Code, folks, is right here. This is the federal tax law. This is one of my two copies of the law, okay, that I looked these up. Everything is available online these days. You see how thick it is? Tiny fonts in this tissue, paper, thin writing. I mean, paper, I mean, it's voluminous. They have specific definitions we all must follow. So I'm going to expose that to you here. So the key, all these key terms in bold I wrote about here are important. Because the question is, we know the income, the Social Security is on wages, but upon whose wages does Chapter 21 of the Internal Revenue Code impose payroll taxes? Well, the first step in answering this question is to determine what geographic area is covered by the authority of Chapter 21, and this geographic area is specifically defined for the sole purpose of this one chapter of the IRC, or the Internal Revenue Code. This is critical. The geographical area of the term United States. Okay, special definition of the term United States found at Internal Revenue Code section 3121E2, which is attached, is, you'll see on the next page. Here it is. This is the amazing definition that will shock you. For the purposes of this chapter, chapter 21, right, on these payroll taxes, look at this. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, does not include the 50 states, folks. They are not listed here. It includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. Yes. They don't mention California, Florida, Texas. These are these places are the phrase United States in this chapter 21. It only includes four specific U.S. island territories. Yes. Not the definition you're thinking, but these far different special meaning and definitions. Yes. Okay. That is what they have. So, folks, you are not required to pay Social Security taxes. If you're an employee, nothing should be taken from your paycheck. Nope. If you're an employer, you should not take anything from pay of your people. If you work for yourself, you don't have to pay it either. The deception, they've done it us because we trusted the U.S. government and the media, the lying media, told us that we have to pay it. See? So now you know the truth. You can stop letting yourself get be robbed. Now what you want to do, okay, is go on in this stuff, okay? Go and, by the way, I want to show you the law. 26 U.S.C. 3121 House.gov, which I showed you. You can type it up yourself just like me. And here it is. You can look up just like me, you know, the definitions, okay, of employment taxes, subtitle C. And when you go down, it's a long, long section to, here it is, what I just read you. You can look it up for yourself. That's for the purposes of this chapter. The term state includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. However, look at this. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. Oops, it went down. The Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, right? The Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. So isn't that interesting? Check this out, the deception. The District of Columbia is listed as a state. It is not listed in a definition of United States. They can define things any way they want. This is clearly shows how deliberate the government is in when they make these tax laws. Where you would think the District of Columbia would be definitely the seat of the U.S. government, would be part of the term United States, but it's not. But those four island territories are part of the United States. They can do that. So to find out more about the fraud, go to our YouTube channel and watch these two videos. Here's a short version under 7 minutes. It's entitled, Do Social Security and Medicare Taxes Apply to Your Wages or Wages You Pay Your Employees? This is a short version. And you'll find also a full version with exact same name. At the end of it, it just says full. So you want to watch these videos, folks. And remember, the source for you to be free, income tax free, social security tax free, is here. Our website, livefreenow.org. Start right here on our front page, watch the short video, the 9-minute video. If you've not seen it, you must see this short version, which links to longer detailed version of this video and other short videos. And remember, you want to go and under petitions on the top right, click on petitions and read and send us petition to your congressman. Under education materials, you will find several other items, and you need to click on each of these education material tabs and read them and the links and videos within these pages. So folks, this is what you want to do if you want to be free of Social Security taxes. Bottom line is this, folks. Now you're seeing the truth. The truth got you here. Until now, until recently perhaps, you were ignorant. You were kept in the dark deliberately by them. You were deceived by them. They used fear, false evidence, appearing real, fear, to keep you in fear and as a slave. That's a satanic central authority system. They want to enslave you, okay? Whereas rob you, enslave you, control you. Whereas now, your love of truth, your godly love of truth that you have in your heart, in your mind, in your conscience, that led you here. And with that, folks, you ought to continue on your search for the truth, into the light, knowing the truth. And now, because you're seeking knowledge, you have the knowledge, that will set you free. You can do it on yourself as much as possible on our website. I have material there like petitions and videos and pages to help you do it by yourself. If you want help, also, it's available. You don't have to become a lawyer to do all this stuff, okay? If you want, go on our front page, go down to our 7-year $20 guarantee and watch the video here, okay? And that will tell you more about this issue, okay? You can also go on the course and course packages to Royal Freedom Package, and you can get assistance and support if that's what you want. The bottom line is, you got to take the steps to listen to these videos on your drive to and from work, to and from shopping or errands, and go home, watch the videos, read the pages on our website that will enlighten you and empower you. You can be free, my friends, and smiling because I have not filed and paid income tax for over 28 years. And the IRS well knows about it. They're not trying to put me in jail because they can't, because the law is on my side. And on your side as well. The power is there. It's in your reach. You just got to go get it. It's yours. So claim your birthright. Claim your freedom by go to livefreenow.org, our website, and free yourself now. Okay, very good. So let's do a short version of this, which can be done pretty easily because it's a very short one. Okay, short presentation. Okay, so I'm going to close a few things that we don't need. And let's see. Yeah. So what I do, guys, I got to go and close some of the tabs that we don't need. And then do the short version for everybody because we don't need all those tabs. And I can go through them in a quick summary way. So that was important. I think that was important for people to know, folks, because a lot of people really believe that, you know, the money they're paying has something to do with the money they may take out down the road. And it doesn't. So so people to free themselves, folks, bottom line is the truth. The truth must be exposed to us. Okay. Yep. Okay. Now I'm going to do this a little bit different. The short version, I'm going to do a little bit different, folks, because the short version has a different purpose. The purpose of the short version is to have people look at our website, look for this information. So it's going to be a little bit more different approach a little bit on this one especially. I want to get a little different tack, different order of things, just to make sure that it is presented in a way that people can understand it and get them to watch the longer version of all this. Okay. Okay. Very good. I think I'm almost ready. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. Let me go through it one more time. All the tabs. So I have it all there for you guys. I appreciate your patience while I do this. Yep. I think I have it all. Yep. Got this there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let's do it. And give me a time, guys, okay?
We'll begin recording in 3, 2, 1.
Does the Social Security taxes take it from your paycheck? Get saved toward your retirement? This is the question I'm going to answer for you right now with the law behind me. Payman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. The answer is no. None of that money gets saved toward your retirement. Let's go to the information right here. We'll look up the law, folks. 31 U.S.C. section, 1321 trust funds. Here you'll see from Title 31 federal tax, federal laws, money and finance, okay? There's a subchapter to trust funds and refunds. Here it is, folks. And in this section, they show the following are classified as trust funds. You see all kind of things like the Philippine Special Fund listed here. But guess what, folks? You go down on this page all the way, read all of this trust fund listed in here, and guess what? You will not find anything here about a Social Security or payroll tax trust fund. There's 91 of them listed here. And you know, and a little bit more, and that's the end of it. There is no such thing as a Social Security Trust Fund. And the Supreme Court told us this in Stewart Machine Company versus Davis way back in May of 1937. In its court case, the court said clearly that the proceeds of these payroll taxes, when collected into the Treasury of the United States, like internal revenue collections generally. And here's the key part. They are not earmarked in any way. That's right. They're not earmarked toward your retirement any way at all. Surprised? There's more. And how about the money being paid out when you retire? Same thing goes there. The court says that the appropriations, the money spent by Congress when made, were not specifically out of the proceeds of the employment tax, but out of any monies in the Treasury, out of the general U.S. Treasury. They're not earmarked in any way. Folks, you can look up these laws right up, which I just showed you. for yourself. He has 26 U.S.C. 3121 definitions. Look it up. Read it for yourself. And you know what? What's amazing? You look at this, folks. You see also the definition. Well, who got to pay Social Security as far as geography is anybody in the United States, which when used in a geographical sense includes Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, okay, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. Not you, the people of the 50 states. That's right. For the purpose of this top chapter, folks. Yep. Section 3121. Okay. Definitions. Okay. Which is on wages, all this definitions. Guess what? You are not a person covered by the tax because you don't live in these four listed island territories. And the word state only adds what? Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia to it. Watch these two short videos on our YouTube channel. Do Social Security and Medicare taxes apply to your wages or wages you pay your employer? The short video you ought to watch, that's only under 7 minutes. And the longer full version of the same thing in 57 minutes is here. So go to our website also, and under petitions on the top right, go there. And that will lead you to these petitions to Congress about this issue that you sent out. These petitions have the court cases and the laws attached. Just like I showed you, Section 3121 is here also and highlighted for the congressman because that's the step you need to take to free yourself of the deception and robbery of income tax. Social Security tax, I mean. Watch the longer video in the description below. The box will come up above as well, but in the description below, watch the longer presentation on this topic in more detail and stop paying your money to nowhere land. You have no legal requirement to pay that money. You can keep it all and you save for your retirement yourself. Well, you watch out for yourself. That's your money. Keep it. Save it. Go to livefreenow.org also for more education and freedom answers now. No more give me time, guys. How many 10 minutes was it?
For more education.
Okay. 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, this one was a short one, but sometimes could be longer. I hope I didn't speak too fast. That's my only concern. Because I go too fast sometimes, folks. And do not pronounce things as I should. So anyhow, let's go to your questions, folks. Let's put on the screen the call-in number. If you have any questions about this topic or any other freedom topic that is on your mind, I'm happy to answer it for you. Call us at 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will answer your question live. Otherwise, I may answer some of the questions which are on typed up, although I'm having my volunteer, Benny, for you guys as well to the online questions. Do you have anybody with any questions? Okay. We had two callers from area code 972 and 843, but the questions were answered, apparently. 972 is back. Okay. Well, let's go to you, my friend. Call from area code 972. So give me only your first name, no last name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then go ahead and ask your question, please.
First name is Margaret.
From area code 972?
Yes, 972 area code.
Are you there?
Yes.
Margaret. Go ahead, Margaret.
Can you hear me? Yes, it's Margaret.
Yes, yes. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
From looking at your website.
And how did you get to our website, livefreenow.org?
Looking for tax information.
Great. By the way, what did you type on your search engine or whatever? I'm curious that got you to us.
I'm not certain because it was so long ago. I just stumbled on it, really.
Oh, okay. How long ago was it approximately?
Repeat that question, please.
How long ago did you come across us approximately? A month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago?
About 5 years ago.
Okay, very good, Margaret. And how may I help you?
I got a notice from the IRS to pay $168 from the tax year of 2010. My question is, if I pay it, am I contracting myself back into the IRS?
The answer is very simple, and that is no. You never contracted yourself to pay income tax to begin with. Every tax year is a separate potential taxable event. Even the IRS fully agrees with that. You may file a confession form for 1 year and not for another. Even the way the IRS sees it, you might make $10 million of taxable income. Your income tax on that, Nick should be a homeless drug addict on the street, have nothing, and won't file. So there's no relation at all between any tax years, number one. Number two, you paying or not paying that money to the IRS makes no difference whatsoever. Does that help you?
Yes, I have a second part to the question. If I don't pay, what happens?
If you don't pay, what happens? I cannot tell you for 100% certain because the roof over my head may fall down any minute. But I can tell you it's very unlikely. I may die of a heart attack an hour from now or in 2 minutes, but very unlikely. So many billions and billions are owed by people to the IRS, mostly because they follow these confession forms that they confess they owe the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS does not have enough employees to come after people. They have only about 3,000 collection agents in this continent of over 330 million people. So whatever they do is almost always computerized, and they don't have the resources to come chase every little person, every little dollar. So if you don't pay them, very, 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 very likely something's going to happen, and it's going to go away after 10 years from the time the tax was determined or fixed or assessed. It goes away. So 99.999%, nothing happens in case you don't pay $168. Okay, does that help you?
That helps me. Thank you very much, Payman.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Margaret. Do you have another person with a question, guys? Call from area code 970. What is your first name, my friend only? How did you hear about us? And your question, please.
Hey, Payman, how you doing? Yeah, I've been following you about 25 years. I call in kind of somewhat regularly. You're the guy that's out of all the people out there, you're the guy still left standing. So I think that says a lot about you and what you're about personally and what your organization is about. My question is about Social Security.
What's
your
name? What I wish I called.
Well, yeah, Brad, B-R-A-D, Brad.
Okay, go ahead, Brad, huh?
Yeah, I haven't taken Social Security yet. And I probably won't take it for another 3 years. I'm 66, but I don't, when I elect to sign up, you know, not sign a 1040 form, am I still eligible to get Social Security, or do I have to kind of give that up?
You know, I have not researched the Social Security number issue very much in detail. That's one of the things I want to do. But
yeah,
here's where I come from. I'm a freedom lover. I'm a libertarian. And I don't like to have anything to do with this corrupt, deceptive, satanic system. I would prefer, much prefer, not to pay in or anything to take out. When I get to be 60, in my 60s, I don't ever plan to file for any government benefits at all. It's whether Social Security, Medicare, I don't want any of that money that's stolen from somebody else. I'd rather not participate in that. And I would like to suggest, Brad, you are a great freedom lover, sound like, a patriot. Sound like you have not paid into the corrupt system. Just leave it alone. Okay,
yeah,
that'll be bad.
I hear what you're saying. You know, and then my last comment, I don't want to keep you too long, but I've been following, you know, reading your, going through your videos, and I, you know, I read the 16th Amendment entirely differently, I guess, yesterday. I looked at it and I said, oh my God, you know, it said, the, you know, representatives and direct taxes have to be apportioned. And then the 16th Amendment, income, without apportionment. Right away, that tells me, totally different jurisdiction. They're in total dichotomy, so they have to be in two different jurisdictions. You know
what's
what I'm saying?
Question?
Well, the question
not...
is, Dev. Hello.
Yes. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
what's
I'm just
question.
Saying that it's obvious that there's two jurisdictions there. That the 16th Amendment was written. Not in the Constitutional Republic at all. It's written in federal government jurisdiction.
Well, that's
you
right. 95% correct in that they the Supreme Court, the case of Downs versus Bidwell in 1905 by 5-4 bare majority, said that the tax between U.S. territories is not subject to apportionment, a direct tax at all, because it's not within the 50 states. That within Washington, D.C. and territories, the federal government can tax things any way they want and people any way they want to. Okay, so that's how the federal income tax is written, applying as of right now to Washington, D.C. In some of my videos, I cover the fact that I trace back way back even in 1913 when they enacted the very first Income Tax Act. It did not include the 50 states, but Washington,
right.
D.C., Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, Puerto Rico, and even Philippines, which is now an independent country out since 1940s. When all those left being U.S. territories, they all were taken out of being part of the United States or states that are taxable, and only left the District of Columbia to be taxed. Income tax. So you see that on our YouTube channel. Go to the ones. I tell you what you want to do, rather than just going all over the place with our website, what you want to do is this. Go there and click on the very first one on our website, right here, this one. When you click on that, click on YouTube on the bottom of the video. Okay, you watched on YouTube, okay? And then when you do that, okay, you could at the end, take it the video to the end. If you want to drag it to the end, click on the end. And you'll see on the top right, most in the box, most Americans owe income tax, short videos, do not owe income tax. So you see, on the, you can click on the box up there, or automatically put you on the right side, you see, on the short playlist about most Americans do not owe income tax. On the right side, you see it, okay? And you're going to watch these short videos, you know, on there. For example, one of them, the last one, is this one since 1913, U.S. federal income tax law never applied to people of the 50 states. I'm going to click on that right now directly, and here we go. You come across this video, okay, that since 1913, even despite the 16th Amendment, Has the federal income tax law never applied to the 50 states of the union? There's a short video on that. And below that, in the description, you'll see, here's a description. Click on show more on a description below my picture. You see the description expanded. And below that, you see a link to the full topic presentation here. So click on that link you see here, okay? And that will take you a longer presentation on this topic where you'll see, for example, exactly from the statute at large, okay, that we got all this stuff from, that the term United States, here it is. The term, the word state or United States, when used in this section, shall be construed to include any territory, Alaska, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Philippine Islands, when such construction is necessary to carry out its provisions. You see, it's not any of the 50 states. So for the 16th Amendment was a diversion, was a distraction. They just went around the whole direct versus indirect tax clause of the Constitution. And the 16th Amendment was irrelevant. They used the loophole of taxing Washington, D.C. and U.S. territories where the federal government can do whatever they want. They can tax any way they want and impose income tax in that way. Does that help you, Brad?
Yeah, your stuff's really good.
Okay.
All right, I'll let you go. Thank you. I know you got other callers. Thank you very much. I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, look forward to it. And listen, Brad, here's what I suggest to you. My suggestion to you is you start telling people about this now, okay? I'll show you on our website. What you can do instead of Social Security, I have a better option for you. You obviously are a true blue freedom lover, right? Obviously, you've been at it for over a quarter of a century. You've been at this. How about this, Brad? Look at my screen, okay? Let people know. You can text or email them to go to the front page of our website at livefreenow.org that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Suggest that they listen to this 9-minute video on the front page of our website, and many of them will end up wanting to stop filing and pay income tax, and I will pay you up to $5,000 cash or crypto, cash usually, for everybody that signs up and gets a Royal Freedom Package that will take care of them and protect them from IRS attacks. So you can just email your friends, text them. You can even go stand in front of the supermarket and just hand it out. You get one a month. You stand in front of the supermarket 20 hours a week, part-time. You get one a month of all the people that walk out, that walk it out of the supermarket, I'll be $5,000. You get two a month, $10,000 or more, cash, tax-free. How about that? You go out there and just have fun, get lots of no's, lots of not interested, lots of funny looks, lots of people standing from you scared. Let those 9 out of 10 or 99 out of 100 do that. You know, oh, I'll take it from him. Oh, I'm afraid. Oh, taxes, IRS is crazy. But you got that one guy like you, yourself, says, I'm interested. I want to hear more. I want to be free. Show me. You'll show them and have them be free. And now I can give Brad, look at this, $70 million guarantee that IRS will not steal from their paycheck, levy their paycheck or home or anything, assets. And that's incredible because no one offers anything like that. And click on the Freedom Opportunity link that you see here. And that plan gives you more detail. Watch that also. So I invite you, my friend, to have fun in your prosperity and prosperity in the golden years. Okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Anybody have any questions, guys? Okay. 843, we have Paul. And who else do we have? And we have Call for Miracle 347. Well, Paul, what's that?
Paul is on.
Okay, Paul, how did you hear about us, my friend? And what is your question?
Hey, Payman, Paul Evan,
anyway, so yeah, a family member has been to one of your conferences, and that's how I heard about you.
Well, you've been to one of my freedom rallies in California back in the early in the 2000 years?
No, there was a recent Bitcoin conference that an associate of yours was at.
Oh, which one? The one in Miami?
It's probably Texas. In Dallas or Chicago.
In Dallas, yes. So he was there and he told you about us?
Correct.
Very good. Very good. And how can I help you, my friend?
So I'm very close to signing on with you, but I got a question about my IRAs and 401ks. How does that work? Do they all of a sudden become tax-free?
Well, guess what? They were never taxable in the first place. Anymore.
Great answer.
Wages, your commissions, your investment in the crypto, stocks, bonds, real estate, capital gains, short-term, long-term, all of that was tax-free. As long as you're not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., as long as the money that you get is not from performing functions of federal public office.
Well, that's great news. That was my question. I'll let you pass on to the next.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thank you for calling, Paul. Let's go to the call from area code 347. What is your first name, my friend? How did you hear about us? And then your question.
Yes, hi. My name's Adam. I've been following you for a while.
Okay. Known about it for a while. Okay. And what's your question?
I had sent you some paperwork like maybe a month or two ago with New York State taxes. And at the time you said that it was, I think, informal or whatever, reading the document. So now they send a certified copy of that. I'd like to know if you have any information on how to handle that process.
Well, I cannot give you a definitive answer any more than a doctor that you say, doctor, I saw you a month ago, but I got a new page. Can you tell me on the phone how to solve it? What would a doctor tell you? Come see me for
a visit. I guess you would need more information.
I need to see the letter, okay? Very likely, without seeing it, I can tell you this, you probably need to ask for a hearing. It's probably, even though I've not seen it, probably, I don't know for sure, because I've not seen a letter. You probably have to ask for a hearing within 30 or 60 days time frame. Read the letter slowly and carefully. That is what I do. It says somehow you can appeal it or ask for a hearing or something of that nature. Look for the numbers 30, 60, 90 in the letter. Oh, that's how much time you have to challenge them, ask for a hearing or appeal. That's what you should do. But without seeing a letter, I cannot tell you for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was my only question.
So that's the critical step. Do that, and then got to go from there. But I would suggest, if you want, you can, again, send a new one to us. Have the next free hour. I'll be happy to go over it for you for free and give you more definite answers.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Hayden.
Welcome. My pleasure, Adam. Is that it? We have no more people with questions?
Yep. That should be all for now.
Good questions, Adam. I appreciate that. We answered four people's calls. Okay, we got a couple of questions on YouTube, I guess. I will try to answer. Orel, what's the name of the person? Still M and 1952-35. I got to go up quite a bit, I guess, to find Still M's question. She asked a question apparently a while ago. I don't see it. Is it true about 10-year forgiveness about back taxes? Okay. Well, let me see. For some reason, I don't see that question. But Okay. Oh, I see that. Andrew has a question. No? I don't see that question. For some reason, I don't see it. The question is what? Is it true that what? Is it true about 10 years forgiveness about taxes? There's no such thing as forgiveness for taxes. So that, I do not know who gave that wrong impression to you. There is no forgiveness unless the legislature passes special laws. Every once in a while they may do that, but there isn't. Generally, taxes after a certain time frame, they expire, are not collectible anymore. For example, federal taxes are collectible only for 10 years. Some more aggressive communist socialist states like New York and California, they can collect their taxes for 20 years. Every state is its own country, and they make their own laws how much time they have to collect the taxes. They expire. They don't forgive. They just expire, and they're no longer our taxes. They become nothing. So I hope that answers your question. But the question is, if the IRS forgive 10-year-old taxes, what can I do with the California state taxes? Ah, okay. So taxes owed on back taxes. Well, again, if California can come after you for 20 years from the time you assess the tax or determine a tax or you confess to it on the California 540 income tax form. So that's a long time. That was an extra little motivation for me to leave the International Communist Republic of Mexicania and come to free state of Florida, the one of the 8 states with no state income tax, overall the lowest tax states and the most free state in America. So I would suggest that you leave that communist republic as a real estate agent looks like you to be. Do it right here because Florida is the number one place from America, everybody's coming to. From within the other states to escape because we are a freedom-oriented state. So I hope that answers your question. Okay? Now, let's see.
Brandon had asked about getting
Canadian
can you tell me about jury duty?
About jury duty. Okay, well, I can talk about
it.
I'm not sure what your question is about jury duty. But while you type that up, let me answer a question for Sillam about Arizona. I'm not sure how long Arizona collection statute on taxes are. All you got to do, just like me, folks, look, I'm going to show you what you can do. Just go on your computer like I'm going to do right here. Open up a tab and type on the search engine these keywords, okay? Arizona tax collection, okay, statute, okay, well, tax collection statute, okay, and it comes up, there's a statute of limitation on taxes, there it is, it came up, okay, and let's see, sometimes the answer is right there, okay, here it is, I'll open it up, there's the exact section, see folks, you got on your search engines, type in 4 key specific words that has the answer you're looking for. 5 is even better. 3 is okay. But they gotta be unique stuff. Not like of, is, a. Those common words are useless. Don't use them. Use specific words so the search engines find all over internet those keywords you type in. And here it is. It came here, law server, okay? I'm gonna zoom in on this for you. So you can do it yourself just like me, folks. Arizona laws, statute of limitations on tax debt. Yep. Let's see. What can I find? Okay. Oh, here it is. A taxpayer obligations for any tax or penalty. Yep. Required to be collected by the department for any taxpayer are extinguished. Extinguished. Okay. If not previously satisfied or paid. 10 years. Yep. There it is. 10 years after the amount of tax determined to be due becomes final. Yep, that's right. Unless the following applies, whatever that exception is, check all that. Unless they commence a suit to collect the debt. Yeah, there's very few exceptions to that. Unless you agreed in writing to extend the time, I won't do that, okay? And the collection has been in state or put on hold because of some law during that period. Yeah, but basically, it's 10 years. Yep. The answer is 10 years, folks. You can do this stuff yourself as well, just like me. And I'm glad to show that to you, help you guys do it yourself. Okay? Let's see now. Do you have any? Brandon, is jury duty required by law? Yes, it's required. And it's a critical part of our freedoms. Jury duty is critical because, folks, we don't want America to be like Iran, where I came from, where you're only judged by a government judge. Most countries of the world, in a criminal case, to put you in prison, you go before the government paid, government biased judge, who sees you guilty. But in America, you must be convicted to go to jail. Well, regular Americans like you, who beyond the reasonable doubt, they all agree you're guilty before you go to prison. So folks, do that service to your fellow Americans. Go for jury service. Can you guys get me a FIJA jury power issue flyer to show people? And when you go there, you might be for a civil case. It might be, you know, because civil cases, you know, a lot of times they have jury trial also unless the parties agree not to have it. But when you go in there, tell the jurors, hand them out these flyers. I'll show you these brochures. Okay, that they can veto the law, say not guilty if the crime is a victimless crime. Okay, like drug laws, for example. You know, nobody got hurt. Okay, you can get rid of these bad laws by you showing up for jury service and saying not guilty. You know, those little trifle, the blue one. Here it is. This is from Free From Jury Association, FIJA.org, FIJA.org. This brochure, okay? Jury rights, true or false, okay? This one. You download it from their website, okay? And get these passed out to jurors that, you know, we are to get rid of all these bad laws, you know, which are not real law. They're against natural law. So after that, for more details, specific questions, call the number, put it on the screen for him to call for more questions. Let's see. Now we have a question from Luke. It says, I own 37% of a small business that has recently become an S Corp. I have recently learned the true definition of a domestic corporation. You recommend S corporations? No, you don't need it. Get rid of it. Okay? So, no, you don't need it at all. I know the accountants put it there to reduce the taxes. You don't need it at all, my friends. Okay? Yes. Domestic corporation, you're right. Is a corporation incorporated in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C.? Your corporation is not out of that? You're not in their jurisdiction. In fact, that S corporation that they deceived you into filling out, that is a Washington, D.C. corporation. Why would you put yourself in their jurisdiction voluntarily? Because these deceived accountants deceive you to become a slave. They think, oh, but a little bit lighter around the neck, you know, and keep all his records and keep paying me money to try and make it a little bit easier, the rope around your neck. Just take it off. Okay? Now, you may want to do a private one-on-one consultation with me, my friend, so I can explain things to you more detailed, privately, of course, as you want. Okay? On our website is information on how to do one-on-one private consultations. Okay? I'll show you right here. Go to livefreedom.org. And under home button, there is in the menu below it, get quick help. Okay. So that tells you to open that in a new tab. tells you how to send for your private one-on-one consultation to answer these very private questions you have about your specific situation, you know. But of course, this is one way you're doing a fine, asking questions here, but you want to do private one, you know, you can do it here also. Which we're going to update this page, looks like, guys. We're going to update this page. Make a note, guys. Sorry. Just call us because this page needs to be updated at 813-444-4800. Our number on our website on the top front, top left of the page. Okay. Call that number and anybody here will help you how we could do a private consultation to get your question answered in more detail, specifically tailored for your questions and concerns. Okay. Any other question? Let's see. Now you have the packet. Okay. Any other questions? I think this is it. Any more questions? Nope. Okay, guys. I got at 10 o'clock at about an hour and 40 minutes. Someone will be interviewing me, right?
Yeah.
What channel is this? So I can tell everybody, you know.
Well, it's a radio show.
Yeah, I'm going to interview me. But actually, next week I'm going to talk about how do you cancel your adhesion contracts that tie you to the IRS and steal your rights? The adhesion contract theory. We'll be talking about that. In fact, can I show the stupid video? Oh, I think I'll like this. This is the topic of the next Freedom Hour next week. And so I'm just going to give you a little cartoon. Okay. Yeah, I think they'll like this, you know. It's going to be fun. The next week topic is going to be, here it is, folks. Yep, that's it. Okay, here we go. I'm going to bring the cartoon up for you. This is everybody's favorite cartoon. Everybody wants to do this, right? Everybody wants to do this. Yep, here goes. Go to my screen. I'm going to answer your question for you, okay? Dear IRS, Snoopy is typing up on his typewriter. This is 1980s, obviously. I'm writing you to cancel my subscription. Please remove my name from your mailing list. Adhesion contract theory. I've canceled my adhesion contracts. How would that work? I'll cover that for you guys about this topic next Thursday night. With that, I give each of you my love. I love you all, folks. I'm doing this because I love you and care for you and want you to be free. It's wonderful to be free, folks. You can smile and laugh and be positive, not be robbed, and have confidence in yourself. Know that these crooks and thieves cannot mess with you, okay? And I want to share that with you, my friend. So take the time to educate and for yourself and for your mosque will be here behind you. If you want us. With love, I bid you all good evening.